This is Mark's Almanac, a look back at history. I'm Mark Pennell. It is July 25th, following the Civil War. It was on this date in 1866 that future president Ulysses S. Grant was appointed America's first four-star general at the recommendation of President Andrew Johnson. After the Civil War began, Grant became a colonel in the 21st Illinois Volunteers, with him being named a brigadier general just later that summer. His first major victory came in February 1862 when he and his troops captured Fort Donelson in Tennessee. That's when he famously responded to the Confederate general in charge that they could make a deal. No terms except an unconditional and immediate surrender can be accepted. Well, after that kind of tenacity toward victory proved to be just what Lincoln wanted, he was named the commanding general of the United States Army. And it was on this date in 1916 that the Cleveland Waterworks Tunnel disaster happened. It claimed the lives of 21 men and injured 9 others. As water intakes were being built from the shoreline out to the lake to help bring fresh, clean water to Clevelanders, workers hit a pocket of natural gas, and then there was this huge explosion, trapping workers underground amid deadly fumes and dust. Garrett Morgan heard about it, and he and his brother went into the tunnel wearing his invention, the gas mask. Before the rescue effort was shut down, they were able to save 2 lives and recover 4 bodies. The name of the treatment plant was later changed to honor Garrett Morgan. Well, that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk tomorrow when today is history.